What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And I know I'm jumping around a little bit on the topics here, but apparently Nancy Pelosi is trying to pull off a filibuster. And she's been talking for about 6 hours now. And apparently, as minority leader, she's allowed to speak for however as long as she wants. And apparently, this is a reaction to the two-year budget agreement that Congress just put on through, which gives the lion's share of the increase to the military, I might add. And, of course, Pelosi is very upset that the budget didn't address the issue of immigration. So I guess she's taken it upon herself to stand up there and try and hold the Congress hostage, keep them from doing anything else until they start or pass some kind of a bill that keeps the borders open, keeps the Dreamers amnestied or citizens. So she's just up there pushing this whole issue, but she's going to have to fall asleep at some point. Now, getting on back down to the international scene and Israel, we're talking about this escalation of extrajudicial assassination or execution, just summary execution in the streets of the West Bank. And as you know, Israel basically keeps a tight rein over everything going in and out of Gaza. And over the years, they've been slowly tightening the squeeze. It's basically a controlled starvation. Israel literally figures out the absolute bare minimum that the Gazans need to survive on so that they can avoid being accused of humanitarian crimes, they think. But apparently it's gotten so bad now that emergency generators, I mean, Israel basically supplies the electricity to Gaza, for which Gaza was supposed to pay for using the money that the U.S. was sending. So they're getting less and less hours of electric service every day, and hospitals are running on emergency generators. They're running out of fuel. And so 19 healthcare facilities in the Gaza Strip have had to shut down. These people are under siege. And I'm glad that Japan is recognizing the Palestinian state and that they're going to send some money. So maybe Gaza can get the lights turned on again. All right. We're going to take a quick phone call from Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. And what is on your mind?
Well, good day, Michael. Yeah, Michael, well, yesterday I called you, and I didn't have maybe all my facts about Iran, and I'm sorry about that, but I know Iran's not really truly a friend of ours, so I just want to get that off my chest.
Well, how do you know that? How do you know that? Tom? When was the last time?
Have our best interests at heart. I don't think most Middle
Eastern. When was the last time you were in Iran?
I've never been to Iran. I don't think I'd ever want to go to Iran, but I don't know how they actually feel about us. I know.
All right, right. You don't. Okay. Goodbye. We're going to let you go. I try and be accommodating to people, but when they call on in and they clearly don't know what they're talking about, they just want to rattle off a bunch of propaganda. If Tom's never been to Iran, he doesn't know how Iran feels about the United States. He's just back out there with the propaganda that he is getting off the corporate media. So, Tom, you're banned. Please don't call in again. Getting on back to Israel, do you remember United Nations General Assembly Resolution 3379? That was the one that came on out and basically said that Zionism is a form of racism and racial discrimination. At which point Israel jumped up and said, you're a bunch of anti-Semites, you're Jew haters. And, of course, the U.S. said, oh, take it back, take it back. We'll stop sending money to you if you don't take it back. And the U.N. eventually capitulated. But I wanted to mention that as a preface to the fact that Israel has now started deportation of African migrants. Now, what is it that they're saying here in the United States when we talk about deporting migrants and especially illegal immigrants? Oh, you must be a racist. Well, if we're racist for wanting to get the illegal immigrants out of our country, then Israel is being racist, kicking out the African migrants, aren't they? Sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander. Now, here's something that is going to keep up Benjamin Netanyahu tonight, wreck his sleep. The Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I can't think of anybody who deserves it more. And something else that will probably have Netanyahu throwing crockery at the wall. Israeli police chiefs are recommending that Prime Minister Netanyahu be indicted on corruption charges. So it looks like the Israeli police chiefs have more integrity than former director of the FBI, James Comey, former attorney general, Loretta Lynch, et cetera, ad infinitum, ad nauseum. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take another phone call, this one from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got to respond to Tom. Tom, what best interest does your own government have for you? Yeah, that's the question.
That's a good question.
Interest of the people? What about Flint, Michigan? What best interest is to have good drinking water? You know, what's the best interest of John McCain, who's not a Democrat? He's a Republican. He's a globalist. There is no party. When are you going to understand that? It's an oligarchy. John McCain is for open borders. Lindsey Graham is for open borders. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, the Bushes, which voted for Hillary, they're all globalists. They're for open borders. So that's not in the best interest of America. But, you know, who am I to say, you know, hey Mike, if I had the money, I'd visit Iran. You know, I'd like to buy a real Persian rug from over there. But I mean, it's...
They're actually very expensive. They're very expensive. The real ones, because they're handmade. I'm sure there's machine-made ones now. Here's the point I wanted to make. There is a documentary out there called Please Don't Tell My Mother I'm in Iran, and it's made by an Israeli documentary filmmaker. And it shows the people of Iran, they're just like us. They just want to, you know, have a job or a business and take care of their family. And they're not running around the streets, you know, carrying knives and screaming at people about jihad. Those people are up in Europe, courtesy of the open borders. Again, one of the reasons this is a sore subject for me is that many, many years ago, I've known Iranian people. They're very pleasant. And they're not really out there trying to say, you need to be our religion, you need to do this, you need to do that. Very pleasant, very polite, and very likable. And so when I hear somebody coming on in, calling on in and spouting the obvious propaganda to demonize a country that has done us no harm, you know, I kind of lost it there, and I do apologize. It was unprofessional. But there are times when certain callers, they come on in and they admit, I really don't know what's going on, but by golly, we should do something. Okay, so Tom is banned, and I hate to do that because I do respect the First Amendment. But the First Amendment is not designed to protect lies and propaganda. It's intended to protect the truth.
I think Tom's he's right on immigration and stuff, Mike. So, I have to say, but he needs to stop watching Fox News and Sean Hannity, because they're part of the propaganda also. They all got their own agenda. You know, Tucker Carlson's probably the best thing Fox News, but he still works for Fox News, which is a corporation and not to be trusted. I just don't understand this whole Russia, which Tom knows is a lie. You know, what best interest does the United States have in lying, like your elements of your government lying? You know, why can't we all just leave everybody alone? You know, your best interest is invading other countries and ruining their lives. You know, they're not coming over here and doing that. You know, we're going over there. You know? And that's the problem I got. Tom needs to not watch Fox News anymore. And I know he don't watch CNN or MSNBC, but he just needs to, you know, just do a little basic research on Iran and the culture and stuff. And, you know, and by the way, all those people, the jihadists, they're all coming from Saudi Arabia or the Wahhabist type of mentality. They're not coming from Iran. They're not coming from North Korea. They're not coming from Syria. They're not coming from Iraq. and they're not coming from Russia. They're coming from Saudi Arabia, which the U.S. government and Britain and France is very close, and Israel is very closely linked to. So I want people to remember that. And Mike, I need you to, if you can, link Ron Paul's Liberty Report. They had Vanessa Bealey on again, talking about how Hillary Clinton, the global Clinton initiatives linked to the Sundance, which is owned by Robert Redford, which, you know, remember they pushed the white helmets. Wasn't that George Clooney Netflix production? And also Disney's linked to that. And like Al Newsra Front, which is right next door, she said, to like the white helmets. So it's all,
yes,
it's all, you know, it's all a propaganda NGO scam, you know, because that's not, and by the way, that's not even a real Syrian group to help people. It's made up. That has nothing to do with the Syrian government. It's a fraudulent group, you know. And,
yeah, it's a propaganda device. It's a propaganda device.
So if you can just put, maybe you can, you know, watch the video in your free time, or post it, the Ron, you know, Ron Paul Liberty Report with her
can
on there.
Can you send me the URL? If you send me the URL, I'll put it up. Anyway,
okay,
Justin.
Yeah, we just went up yesterday or today, so. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the information. I'm going to let you go here and get on back to doing the news here. Here's an interesting little bit. As you know, Poland has just passed a law basically saying that everything that happened in Poland during World War II needs to be attributed to the Nazi occupiers, and they want to outlaw people talking about Polish concentration camps or Polish this or Polish that, which makes a lot of sense. Israel, of course, is very upset, and so is the U.S., because Israel wants everybody around the world to feel guilty for whatever it was that was supposed to happen in World War II, so that they will continue to offer up money as a form of atonement, along with political support. But so the Polish president signed this bill into law that basically makes it a crime to suggest the country was complicit in German war crimes. And, of course, Israel and the U.S. have their knickers in a twist saying, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that. But here's a question that puts this all in perspective. Had the Nazis not occupied Poland, would the Polish people have just taken it upon themselves to start rounding up Jews, gypsies, and so forth, and sending them to slave labor camps? And the answer is obviously no. Left to themselves, the Polish people wouldn't have done that. It happened under Nazi occupation. Let's put the blame where it belongs, and only where it belongs. Now, if Israel wants money for whatever it is that is supposed to have happened in World War II, I suggest they go talk to the Nazis, which is easier done with a Ouija board, and stop trying to convince those of us who've been born after it was all over and done with that we are somehow obligated for what happened. Because we're not. For two reasons. One, I refuse to accept responsibility for anything that happens outside of my control. And anything that happened before I was born was definitely outside my control. Reason number two, we here in the United States of America, we're part of the people that stopped the Nazis from completing whatever it is Israel claims they were trying to do. Israel should be sending us money for all those families who lost their husbands and fathers in World War II. In the European theater, Israel should be showing a lot more gratitude for our coming on in and saving their bacon. Sorry for the reference on that one. Israel actually doesn't behave like they're grateful for anything, which I think is probably one of the reasons people are beginning to suspect that, like Saddam's nuclear bombs and Assad's sarin gas, that what the Nazis are accused of doing is just more propaganda. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Bob in Colorado. Aloha, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, how are you? I just wanted to mention to you, you mentioned that documentary, and I saw that documentary a couple of years ago, and I used to believe the Fox News garbage and all that stuff. And when I saw the documentary, I started doing research into it, and none of those countries over there ever had a problem with Americans. They used to love to have us come to visit their country. We had money.
Yes.
They had the beauty. And it was a wonderful thing. And then when this whole thing started with Israel, the United States, and Britain, with wanting to go in and take over all the oil and everything else, it started bombing everybody. Well, no wonder if they have hatred against us. Well, that's the reason. It has nothing to do with the country itself. It's a beautiful country, and they have one of the oldest Jewish synagogues with Jewish people living there who love the
yes.
Iranians. It would never even go back to Israel.
You're absolutely right. You know, some years ago, when before this whole thing with Ahmadinejad really got out of hand, I went out to YouTube and I just did a search for videos on daily life in Iran. And I found all these videos about the nightlife and, you know, young kids dressed like Westerners and in discos and stuff, and just having a really fun time. And then we started hearing on TV about how oppressive Iran was, and it forced women to wear these hijabs and everything. And all those YouTube videos disappeared.
Well, you know,
and so even back then, YouTube was filtering what we were seeing about these other countries.
Well, even once in a while on RT News on weekends, they have special reports and stuff, and they've showed some documentaries on those countries. And I'll tell you what, man, they look better than most of our cities. I'll tell you. It's
no
beautiful.
Question about
to,
that.
I've been to Israel, and all I can say is about Israel, you are totally right about it is not, because I studied the Bible. I've been doing it for quite a few years. Israel is not the Israel of the Bible. That is it, plain and simple.
Yes.
So anyway, Mike, I just want to let you know and let Tom know that he needs to go see that documentary about Iran, and maybe it'll show him that whatever news he's listening to is far off from what really is going on. Thanks, Mike. You have a wonderful program. Have a great day.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, Bob. We're going to let you go here. And let's get back to the war stuff. As you know, the House earlier today passed an interim funding bill to avoid a government shutdown over the immigration issue. And then finally, the House and Senate said, really, this is just ridiculous. And they came up with this two-year budget. The lion's share of the increase is going to the military. But again... When the math isn't working on out, Trump's military spending is going to just drive our national debt right through the roof, along with obviously lowering the taxes. And remember, it was too much military spending that brought down the Soviet Union. Now, Donald Trump has announced that he would like to have a military parade, presumably in Washington, D.C., to show America's military might. How very Soviet of him. And I'm not the only person who thinks this is a bad idea. First of all, it's going to cost millions of dollars. And after giving the lion's share of budget increases to the military, I don't think you should rub American taxpayers' noses in the fact that they're getting back less and less of their money. And the military really is. So a former State Department spokesman has come on out. John Kirby was being interviewed on CNN's New Day and said a military parade is beneath us as a nation. And he's absolutely correct, because our national image isn't supposed to be one of a huge military power. We're supposed to be a leader of human rights. We're supposed to inspire other nations. And before we start handing any more money to the Defense Department, let's find out where the rest of that money's gone. We're talking trillions and trillions of dollars. They have no idea where it went. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Let's talk about the economic news here. And the stock market recovery appears to have stumbled. The trading was very brisk, a lot of volume, the numbers were up earlier in the day. And then starting right about the same time the Congress came to that two-year budget deal, the market started to drop. There's a lot of buy activity. Pledge Protection Team shoved it up again, then a second time, then really tried to ramp it up toward the close of the market, and it fell right off the cliff again. So people are already worried. And the other day I said the recovery that we had on Tuesday following the Monday meltdown was not going to reassure people the problems were over. So the Dow, they all ended in the red, not too bad, but enough in the red where people are nervously concerned. The worst one was NASDAQ, which was off almost 1%. Now, story coming out of Zero Hedge, talking about Janet Yellen getting ready to step down from the Federal Reserve, trying to establish her legacy. But basically said, Yellen said there's less to lose sleep about now than has been true for quite some time, which obviously is a nonsensical thing to say, given what's happened these past few days. Now, the markets were due for a correction. How far it's going to go and how bad it's going to get, nobody really knows. And it's like I told you, back in 1929, there was a minor crash in August. And the markets recovered and everybody breathed a sigh of relief and said, okay, we got through that. Everything's working just fine. And then October came along. Article coming on out of Investment Watch blog, reminding us all that a lot of the stock volatility is being generated by these high-frequency trading computers. And they're running so blazingly fast, their human operators and programmers don't really understand what's going on inside them. And I remember during this bad crash we had back in the I think it was the early 90s, it was the computer trading that just drove it out of, it just kept driving it out of stability. So that's something that needs to be looked at as well. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog again saying, is a massive stock market reversal upon us? Well, we know the markets are overvalued, and we've known that for quite some time. The whole process of speculative stock trading is all about the current price of the stock, not its underlying value. And we know the plunge protection team has been shoving up that stock market because every president since Bill Clinton has been using the soaring Dow to try and claim that the economy is working. And it isn't. And you can see that just walking around our country, the hungry, the homeless, the deteriorated infrastructure. We are an empire in decline. Now, over at the Royal Bank of Scotland, you're going to love this one. They've been in so much trouble, they've had to be bailed out by the taxpayer. Whistleblowers have just announced that apparently the Royal Bank of Scotland was actually forging customer signatures, and they were training their staff how to forge customer signatures. They'd take a legitimate signature, they'd put it on a light table or up against a window, and they would trace it onto a document. Then they'd photocopy the document several times to blur it a little bit and hide the crime. These bankers are criminals. They're crooks, absolutely. Apparently, Trump is now back on board with a bill to force a full and complete audit of the Federal Reserve. Trump is saying it is time to force the Federal Reserve to operate by the same standards of transparency and accountability to the taxpayers that we should demand of all government agencies. Well, two problems with that. One, the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. It's a privately owned central bank. It has been able to evade Freedom of Information Act lawsuits by reminding judges that it's actually a privately owned business and not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. And as far as getting transparency, the owners of the Federal Reserve, they'll assassinate Trump before they allow any kind of audit to work. Looking at the numbers here today, Russia has come on out in Russia Today with an article saying that the U.S. is heading for bankruptcy. And they should know because they have been through this not all that long ago, where there was just way too much spending on the military and it bankrupted the Soviet Union. And by the way, if you were to take the U.S. budget and tax revenues and take out that gigantic war funding, the books would balance. We're in this multi-trillion dollar debt because we're borrowing money to make war. And I guess the thinking must be that we're going to conquer all those other nations on planet Earth and we'll make them pay off our debts, if there's anybody still left alive with which to do it. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call. Eric in Kansas. Aloha, Eric. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. What's on your mind today?
I sent you an email concerning the derailment that happened in South Carolina.
Yes, you did. It was quite heavily detailed, in fact.
I am a former quality assurance auditor for a major railroad reconditioning facility.
Mm-hmm.
And CSX, BNSF, UP, and Norfolk Southern was among some of my company's largest customers. And let's just put it to you this way. The issues that is going on with American railroads is not only systematic, but it is institutional. Because if you saw some of the stuff that I had to look at as a quality auditor, it would absolutely frighten you.
I'm not surprised. I mean, based on, and by the way, I did publish your letter in the reader's letter section for that day. My understanding is the official story now is that because of a stuck or broken switcher, that one of the two trains was actually on the wrong track. It wasn't where it was supposed to be, and that's what led to collision and derailment.
Actually, that CSX train was on the siding, and
yes,
the Amtrak train, according to what I have heard so far, the Amtrak train was coming through an area where they was doing signal maintenance. And
okay,
in that case, they are supposed to issue what is known as a speed restriction to that area. And apparently,
yes,
either they did, and the Amtrak personnel ignored it because they was late getting out of the station in Columbia, South Carolina on that morning, or the speed restriction from CSX did not come. Did not get out.
Okay, well, obviously, there's a lot more information that we need to have to be able to figure out exactly what headed on. And I don't mean to be brusque, but we're down to our last 25 minutes before our on-air guest comes, and I've got a huge amount of stuff to get through here. But thank you for the information, Eric, and I appreciate it. And I did publish your very detailed explanation at whatreallyhappened.com. So thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to get on back here about the economic news here. There's a cool article over at fpif.org, and the headline just says it all. Write this down. Huge military budgets make us broke, not safe. And it's always been true. And again, look at what happened to the Soviet Union. They got spooked by Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative, which cost a huge amount of money and didn't actually produce much of anything that really worked all that well. But there were a lot of rigged demos to make it look like the U.S. had come up with these amazing weapons. And the Soviet Union spent a bunch of money trying to keep up, and they bankrupted their country. And now, because the U.S. is out trying to conquer the rest of the world, and every place they invade, they can't get out of. It becomes an immediate cash sink. We're headed to exactly the same situation. So let's talk about immigration here. Article over at Zero Hedge saying it's time to look at the real cost of illegal immigration in terms of money that is sent out of this country back to the home country for family. It's time to look at the job displacement of legal American citizens. It's time to look at how the illegal immigrants who are voting overwhelmingly Democratic, they're skewing the politics of our country. This is not good for our country at all. It's the globalist agenda. It's the New World Order. Now, over at the Washington Compost, they have an editorial basically saying that Trump's immigration plan could keep whites, a U.S. majority, for another 5 years. Apparently, the Washington Post has an agenda of making whites a minority here in the country that we pretty much built. And they're concerned that white people could dramatically influence our politics and culture, which seems to include everybody except white people. Okay. Macron is looking at a probable defeat. He's been out there championing the idea of integrating the European Union after Great Britain leaves. And apparently, the European Parliament is not expected to pass this one. Over in Germany, Angela Merkel finally reached a coalition deal with the SPD. So it looks like she's going to remain in power for a little while longer, but I wouldn't make any bets on her next election. The German people are very upset with their government. In fact, around the world, it's hard to find any country where the people are happy with their government right now, as everything heads to war and taking care of the money junkies. Apparently, according to the Alternative for Deutschland party in Germany, the German people are increasingly opposed to sanctions against Russia because it has backlashed and it has harmed them. All these sanctions on Russia cut Europe off from doing business with Russia, who was a major client for European produce, French wines, French produce. The sanctions are punishing the wrong people. And when a nation is hit with sanctions, who pays for it in that nation? The ordinary people. The rulers aren't going to give up anything. They're not going to give up their luxury and their lifestyle. Sanctions hurt the wrong people. And they've gone way, way too far. Now, you've probably all heard of, seen movies of Venice, Italy. And it's this city where there are very few roads. Everything is a canal. And they have the gondolas. We have all seen the gondolas and the water taxis and the vaporettos. And I've actually been to Venice myself back when it was still pretty much considered part of Italy. But according to this article that I'm looking at here, right now, 90% of Venice is now occupied by immigrants. They're just flooding on in there. And that's what's going to happen to the rest of the world with this open border, New World Order agenda. Because we all have places that represent our cultural identity. For the Italians, it's places like Venice, Rome, Milan, Florence. And increasingly, we're being separated from these cultural anchors by the flood of refugees and illegal immigrants. It's like in Los Angeles. Claire and I lived in Los Angeles for a good part of our lives, and there are certain things there that we sort of anchor our memories to. The Academy of TV Arts and Sciences, we lived within walking distance of that. We used to walk the dog through all the statues out there. And now these neighborhoods are descending into violence, drug dealing, just like we're seeing these no-go zones over in Europe. The globalists are literally destroying the world that the rest of us built, generation after generation after generation after generation. Here in the United States, the liberal Democrats are basically bartering bits and pieces of this nation, which they do not own, to the illegal immigrants in exchange for votes. Now, apparently, over in Maryland, there was an illegal immigrant who was just urinating in public. And apparently, a man came on up and said, "You really ought to do that in a restroom." And the illegal immigrant took out a box cutter and slashed him. Over in Denmark, apparently this Somali refugee demanded oral sex from this Danish man. And when the Danish man refused, he was beaten up. So there's your enrichment. Now, the other day we were talking about this story where these two lesbians had gone into this bakery. And they demanded the owner of the bakery make them a wedding cake for same-sex wedding. And the owner of the bakery said, "I can't do that because of my religious beliefs. However, I can refer you to another baker who would be very happy to do what you want." And the lesbians basically came back and said, "No, we don't want to go to the other bakery. You will make us the cake that we want," which is where I feel they crossed the line. And so the state of California got involved and basically went to this baker and said, "You got to give these people the cake they want, or you got to stop baking completely. Just shut down your business," which is very coercive. Now, I remember when I was a kid going into any place of business, there was always a little sign at the door: "We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone." Well, fortunately, over in Kern County Superior Court, Judge David Lamp said that it's perfectly legitimate for this baker to refuse to make a cake. And his rationale was basically twofold. One, there was no discrimination because the cake didn't exist yet. The lesbians were trying to use the force of the state to get this baker to make something that hadn't existed before. And this cake didn't represent her own creativity. The judge took the position that being a baker who makes custom cakes, each cake is protected by First Amendment rights to freedom of speech. And making a cake that doesn't support her beliefs would be a violation of the First Amendment. So for right now, the judge is saying that if you have a bakery and you don't want to make a cake that's for same-sex wedding, or you don't want to make a cake that's got pornographic images on it, or you don't want to make a cake that says death to artificial sweeteners, you don't have to. Finally, some common sense going on out there. More insanity from the politically correct. Apparently, two female associate professors of economics at the University of Michigan have published a paper basically saying economics is sexist and bigoted. And we've already seen these other militant feminists saying mathematics is racist white male propaganda, philosophy is racist white male propaganda. Now they're saying economics is sexist and bigoted. And their entire claim rests on the idea that in economics textbooks, there'll be more pictures of men than of women. Now, the reality is that when those books were being published and photographers went on out to get pictures of economists, more men than women were working in economics. But that's not good enough for these professors. Betsy Stevenson and Hannah Zlotnick. Now, we talked about this before. I'm going to mention it again. You've got this whole transgenderism where the LGBTQ community is out there trying to blur the lines of gender so that they can basically say it's permissible to do anything we want, and you are wrong if you find it offensive. They're even trying to drag pedophilia in under this umbrella. And the nadir of this kind of nonsense is this 38-year-old pedophile who has been charged for molesting three underage girls over the 3 years. And he's basically come up with a new phrase. He's trans age. He's saying he's really a 9-year-old boy trapped in a 38-year-old body, and that this should excuse his behavior. And it shouldn't, because molesting underage girls is equally wrong whether you're 9 years old or 38 years old. But it does seem like part of the liberal political philosophy is to basically make it comfortable for people to do whatever they feel like doing, whether it's molesting small children or rioting when your candidate loses, or rioting again when the police shoot a black criminal who actually is a criminal. Doesn't matter whether they committed the crime or not. Riot. Over in Minnesota, kindergarten students in the Edina School District in Edina, Minnesota, are now being taught to study white privilege. White people are under attack in this country. That Washington Compost article just lays it right on out. Now, as you know, former presidential candidate Ben Carson is now the secretary of HUD, Housing and Urban Development. And before I give you this next story, I want to remind everybody that during the presidential campaign, Ben Carson came on out with this idea that the pyramids of Egypt were actually for storing grain. Now, there's no history of this. There certainly isn't enough room inside those stone structures for that kind of purpose. There's no archaeological support for the idea. It is an idea that was put forth in the stage play Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat and called into question whether Carson could actually distinguish between reality and fantasy. So remembering that, apparently Ben Carson is now out there saying that the storyline of the movie The Purge could really happen. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, The Purge is a movie where there's this dystopian future and everything's kind of like the way it is right now. But for one day every year, the people are allowed to commit whatever crime they want and there'll be no legal consequences. And so on that night, there's rapes and robberies and murders and all kinds of stuff. Supposedly, the population needs to blow off steam. And Ben Carson thinks that might actually happen. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to go back and talk about Falcon Heavy, which was a spectacular launch, spectacular landing of 2 of the 3 cores at Cape Kennedy. Elon Musk is now confirming that the middle booster of Falcon Heavy, the one that was supposed to land on the drone ship, exploded after it missed the drone ship and hit the ocean at 300 miles per hour. Apparently, only one of the core's 3 engines succeeded in relighting for the landing burn, and that's what caused it to crash. Now, at this point, I'm saying it's still a success. You know, you lost one of the reusable cores. but that's not all that big a deal. That's why you're making the cores as cheaply as you can. Unfortunately, something else has come on up, and that is the fact that the Tesla, the car that served as the payload, has overshot its intended orbit out by Mars. And tracking shows it's actually going to reach all the way out to the asteroid belt, which is probably not going to be good for the paint job. And that is a failure. If the rocket doesn't go where you intend it to go, that is a mission failure. And during the early days, for example, the Ranger program, which was just trying to get close-up pictures of the moon, the first few of them just missed completely. One of them is thought to still be out there orbiting around one of the Lagrange points there. So this raises a kind of an interesting little idea. I couldn't help but thinking about this. Let's say that the U.S. government gets its world war, it goes nuclear, and we just blow up the entire surface of planet Earth. And so one of the few traces left of humanity will be this sports car with a mannequin in a spacesuit, a don't panic sign on the dashboard, and playing David Bowie music in an infinite loop. I would love to see the face of an alien archaeologist who's looking at this and trying to figure out what the heck happened here. NASA has just spotted two new potentially hazardous asteroids screaming toward Earth in the coming weeks, and they're going to miss us. Don't get upset. But it sort of underscores that for all the money that has been spent, it's still not a very good system. They're not detecting these asteroids until they're just 2 weeks out, where it's too late to do anything about it, and we still don't have anything that we can do about it, even when it happens. Apparently, a record blizzard slams Russia. Britain faces one of the coldest weeks of winter. Huge snow drifts, and meteorologists are saying it's only the beginning. The National Weather Service said weather conditions will sharply deteriorate across the eastern seaboard. Basically, 6-hour freezing event. Too bad we don't have some of that human-caused global warming. Over in Flint, Michigan, their tap water just keeps getting worse and worse. Not only does it have the lead and toxic chemicals, now apparently it's contaminated with Legionnaire's disease. 12 people have died so far. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. When we come on back, we're going to have Don Wiskin of Extendivite to spend some time with.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.